Oh boy, where do I even start with this one? Balon Wonderworld. Developed by Yuji Naka himself, the Sonic Man. And, yeah, it's not good. It's, shit. But why is it shit? Well, this is how not to do a 3D platformer. Just about anything that can go wrong with this game did go wrong. So, let's start with the story. The story is basically two kids, Leo Craig and Emma Cole. A girl in a fancy castle or mansion or whatever looks over at her servants and friends and thinks that they're talking behind her back, and she runs away. Leo, on the other hand, does some kick-ass dance moves and then gets sad and leaves. What? Okay, the girl I can understand, but why the hell is he getting so worked up? What? It especially doesn't help that the people in the background are cheering for this, so why did he leave? I don't get it. They encounter these chicken things called Tims. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we begin. Oh, trust me, the names are gonna get much worse. Then they are transported to a theater with Balon himself, and admittedly, he has a pretty unique design. He is pretty much a combination of, well, obviously Sonic and Knights. This is supposed to be the spiritual successor of Knights, so okay. I will give the positive this. The cinematic cutscenes are absolutely gorgeous and filled with so much energy that they could honestly be a short film if they want. But that's not what it is. And the music is pretty great. And that's pretty much all the positives I can give. So, Balon himself is the guardian of the Balon Theater, or Balon's Wonderworld. He's basically the knight's equivalent. However, there's also a Riala equivalent named Lance, who has grown corrupted due to human negativity and nightmares, and become the new ruler of the nightmares, plunging all of the dream worlds into darkness and yada yada yada. So basically, the gist is, you go into the people's dreams, beat them up, uncorrupt them, and stop Lance. The end. And that's pretty much it for the story. There really is not much else to go on here. You go through various dream worlds, solve their problems, sort of, not really, and then just go, I guess. I really don't know what else to say. The story is just so bare bones and basic. There's not really much to go on here. I'm just struggling to find out what I can work with this, but I can't. It really is that basic. And most of the time, you have no idea what the hell you're doing. And despite this being called Balon's Wonderworld, Balon himself is not the main character. No, he's a side character. It's actually the characters that you control. Leo Craig and Emma Cole. You know, the regular human children. With no powers. What? I don't understand this decision. I really don't. It makes no sense. Then we have the gameplay. This is every 3D platformer's worst nightmare. Everything about this just looks like crap. For some bizarre reason, and I have a feeling this is 100% intentional, the world, every time you get near or far away from something, it twists and stretch. It feels like Yuji Naka got the idea of how Animal Crossing operated, and it's like, hey, you know Animal Crossing, how it does the distance? Do that, except shit. And we get this. Plus, the level design is not really good. It's either weirdly constructed or stupidly simple. It honestly looks like some college student tried to make a level for the first time and got contacted by a company and said, hey, let's put this in our game. And that was a horrible idea. And for some reason, when you get close to the NPCs that always dance for some reason. Why are they dancing? They never stop. They just disappear. What? Why did they disappear? Where did they go? Every time you get close to them, they vanish. With no explanation. What? But then you have the main gameplay element, the costumes. These are basically your power-ups in the game, and there's a whopping 80 of them. But spoilers, they're all exactly the same, and they all suffer from the same problems. Most of the costumes don't even have a jump function. Yeah, you got that right. Most of the costumes don't have a jump command, which means you're going to be stuck on the ground for a long, long time. What's even more stupid is when you're out of the costumes and you're just your regular self, you can't kill the enemies. You can jump on them, but you get hurt, not them, which is stupid. What? Why did they design it this way? And every time you get hit, or you accidentally fall off, you lose the costume. You have to get it again. It's not like it's hard, it's just annoying. Why did they do this? Why can't I just choose the costumes on the fly? Why do I have to hold three of them? Why can't I just choose whatever I want? Think about Kirby Superstar and Kirby's Milky Way Wishes. When you get that upgrade or power-up, you have the option to select it at any time. Why can't you do the same thing with Balloon Wonderworld? I just don't get it. Oh, but that's okay. You have the wardrobe. Okay, so I get to choose my costumes and... Oh, shit, I chose the same one. I'll just go back and... Wait, I can't go back? I can't cancel my selection? They didn't give a cancel or go back option. What fucking idiots programmed this game? How did they get this so wrong? This is basic gaming 101, people. Jesus Christ, everything about this is so incompetent. As for the challenge, there really isn't. All the enemies are pretty much Goombas with a different gimmick. They're ridiculously easy. The bosses themselves are a joke. Three hits and they're down. Wow, so much challenge. This game is for babies, but even then, even kids would be bored to tears with this, because most often than not, in the levels, nothing is happening. It's so empty. There's no enemies. Lance only shows up to summon his mooks and then fucks off. You don't fight him. No, you only fight him at the very end, which is stupid. He's supposed to be the main antagonist, the guy we should be scared of, and yet he's a complete joke. He has a cool design, just like Balon, but in the grand scheme of things, we don't know anything about him just like Balon, and he sucks. So, that really doesn't help. Speaking of Balon, where the hell is he during all of this? Why am I doing all the busy work when he could have easily done this by himself? I don't know. Oh, I know where he is. Throughout most of the levels, you find Balon hidden in spaces, and he transports you to another dimension, where he does, something. He dances, he destroys stuff, he picks a battle with Lance, and that's it. All with QuickTime events. In 2021, good god, this game is dated as hell. Yeah, that's the main problem with this. Everything about this is dated beyond belief, despite the fact that it was released recently. It just feels so old. And bad. I can't put into words. I'm just struggling trying to comprehend this. What makes this even worse is that upon release, there were already problems with visual glitches, camera bugs, you name it. Especially the final boss with Lance himself. There is a glitch that caused the whole thing to completely collapse in of itself, and the colors and effects glitching out, causing seizures and epilepsy. They had to release a day one patch to prevent this. This should be a sign that this was doomed to failure from the very beginning. Oh boy. And it doesn't really get any better from here on out. The controls feel very off. Sometimes it feels like you're walking on ice, or you're going through the pace of molasses. The characters do this exaggerated run, and yet you go like 2 miles an hour. That's not very fast. Why are they moving so slow? This just makes the game even more boring and tedious to play. And I'm just struggling to find any positive with this, but I can't. I already list the positives at the beginning. The character designs are good, the cinematic cutscenes are great, and the music is kick-ass. That's it. That's all I can think of. Everything else is just a dumpster fire. And the payoff isn't worth it. After you defeat Lance, he's uncorrupted, and he just goes away. What? I don't think anything was resolved. What happened to him? Do we ever see him again? No, we don't. He's just gone from the rest of the game. So everyone, goes through their worst nightmares and perseveres through their life and fulfill their dreams, yada yada yada. And, yeah, that's it. Emma finds out that the assistants and people were planning for a surprise birthday party, and Leo, being the angsty angst teen that he is, joins up with the dance troupe and does stuff, and I just don't care. I don't care about any of these characters, and we don't know any of them. They barely have any character development or story or anything, really. I don't know any of these characters. I don't know why we should even care in the first place, and it just sucks. Nothing was planned out well. Nothing. Everything is just a step backwards. If this tries to be a spiritual successor to Knights, it's a horrible spiritual successor. God damn it, this is Yooka-Laylee in Mighty No. 9 all over again. Banking in on nostalgia can only do so much, but if you look at it as is, you start to realize so many problems. Oh, but you might be wondering, well, wait a minute, well, what about all the positive reviews that we've seen in Metacritic and all that stuff? Guess what? They're fake. All of them. They're just dummy accounts by the company because they realize what they're shelling out is shit. And they're trying to save face. Guess what? No one's falling for it. Even the demo has so many problems. The game journalists, everyone was not impressed. And they all said the same thing. It's dated. It's so ancient. It looks like a glorified PS2 N64 game all prettied up. In the gameplay, I mean. The cutscenes are great. The gameplay is what really bogs it down. It doesn't feel that good. It doesn't play that good. It doesn't look that good. And all of the buttons do the same action. Which leads people to think, was this originally going to be a mobile game? Because it plays and looks and feels like one, which is so fucking weird because it's on every console and PC. I just don't get it. How the hell did this go so wrong? And this just really goes to show that pretty much Yuji Naka is a one-hit wonder. And this is pretty much karma because he thinks he's so hot shit because he's the Sonic guy and made Knights and Billy Hatcher, but guess what? Other people helped him achieve that. What the fuck did he do? He just gave the ideas. He's like Butch Hartman, only in the video game industry. He didn't do shit. And the thing that he did with Balloon Wonderworld pretty much establishes that, yeah, he is so out of touch, and he's just banking in on nostalgia. And just goes, hey, remember this? I made Sonic and Knights. Look, there's Sonic aesthetics and Knights characters. Yeah, except those games came out like 19, 20 fucking years ago. You only made a couple of good games. That's not really much to boast. So, overall, Balloon Wonderworld is a complete and utter disaster. There is no reason to get this. The demo sucks, the full game is even worse, and the price is downright insulting. You could complete this in no time, even if you know what you're doing. And it costs a whopping $60 full price. Fuck that shit. Look, you're better off with playing some other collectathons. Play Banjo-Kazooie, Tui, Klonoa, anything but fucking this. This is a complete disaster. There is no reason to get this. Pretty much every version has the exact same problem, but in different ways. mainly graphical, performance, or whatever. It's such a shame. This could have been the Knight's spiritual successor that we could have wanted ever since that series has been dormant for so many years. But it looks like that's not gonna happen. Because it sucks. So, what rating do I give this? I give this a 2 out of 10. Because the graphics are great for the cinematic cutscenes. The soundtrack is spectacular. And the character designs are really cute and cool. But that's just about it. That's the only positives that I can think of at the top of my head. Everything else is just a dumpster fire. I know I sound like a broken record sometimes, and I'm sorry about that, but that's just the way I am. But there's no reason to get this. There are many other Collectathon 3D platformer games. And I know this is a cop-up, but fucking play 3D World Bowser's Fury or Super Mario Odyssey. Those are much better Collectathon 3D platformer games, because, you know, they're fun. Or better yet, just play Hat in Time. That's a much better successor to 3D platformer Collectathons. You get way more out of that than this soulish garbage. It honestly feels like a tie-in game for a movie that doesn't even exist. Or, like, a phone app. That's honestly what Balon's Wonderworld feels like, and it's such a shame. Anyway, enough rambling. Yeah, fuck this game. It's shit. Don't get it. And if anyone likes it, they're lying. Or they're stupid. Bye!